The director of national intelligence is the nation's top spy. The sensitive post has traditionally been held by national security professionals with long track records. That was then. Now President Trump has appointed U.S. Ambassador Richard Grenell to the post as acting director. Grenell is a Trump loyalist with little experience in intelligence. Some U.S. allies say his appointment may make intelligence gathering and sharing more difficult. That's according to Catherine Kluver Ashbrook. She directs the project on Europe and the transatlantic relationship at Harvard. Kluver Ashbrook says with Grenell at the helm, Europeans are bracing themselves.
They think this is another step on the path of this president creating sort of an authoritarian regime around him, a group of people that he can control, people who are extremely loyal, but then have contempt, as my colleague Samantha Powers has put it, contempt for facts in Richard Grenell's case. It's true that he has really politicized every issue from Huawei to Iran. He's shown little diplomatic understanding, frankly, of a domestic German political context. He's just extended the president's bullying across the Atlantic. He's someone who doesn't believe in the coherence of the European Union. He is openly avowed and seen as his role to be a political figure to support conservative movements and even far-right movements within Europe that would work to destroy the European Union from the inside. All of that's an anathema to an understanding of a transatlantic relationship that has grown and strengthened over 70 years.
So, Catherine, how does this play out? I mean, my mind goes back to the months prior to 9/11 when, you know, the Bush White House presumably had the A-team and they missed that.
I mean, I really wonder about how Richard Grenell, I mean, even in the best of cases, how that is going to work. I mean, his portfolio is set only for that 1 year, but, you know, how that's going to work in terms of really managing the relationship with Germany that's undergoing a very difficult time in itself, and then keep an eye on handling all the intelligence briefs that are particularly dedicated toward the Middle East, where the United States is in a very difficult situation, even in the best of cases, would need somebody with an extreme diplomatic sense, deep understanding of how the different components of the intelligence community work together, and then conversely, how they work with allies. So I'm not very confident that this is going to provide for smooth sailing over this next year.
What has Grenell said that has emboldened the far right in Europe?
Well, he has joined a chorus of, you know, a couple of different voices from the Trump administration in casting Europe as in this sort of status as a foe. He very much believes in this otherwise sort of notion of the Trump administration that the European Union, and we just saw that about a week and a half ago when the president said, look, the European Union was created as an enemy, if you will, certainly in the trade portfolio to the United States. I mean, that's just completely out of thin air, frankly, that has nothing to do with the historic reality. And Grenell has pushed that agenda. He has given himself over to conversations with far-right politicians like Matteo Salvini in Italy. He's been an avowed fan of the Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, who up until very recently was in a coalition with the far-right Austrian People's Party that was really started by Jörg Haider. So he has sort of said it is his goal, his avowed goal, to support these conservative and far-right parties who have in their party program the very dissolution of the European Union.
So what should we be looking out for to understand what this move will mean for U.S.-European relations?
Well, I think it's just going to worsen what is already the suspicion of many Europeans. They very much fear there will be a re-election of Donald Trump this coming November. They think in so doing, he will further pull together these type of allies that are essentially anti-European, and that there will be forces directed at Europe that will come at them from the trade front, from a political front. I think the Europeans now feel that, in fact, not Trump is the aberration in the American political system, but almost every sort of president before them. They feel the ugly face of the United States has been fully exposed. So I think they're girding themselves.
Catherine Kluver Ashbrook directs a project on Europe and the transatlantic relationship at Harvard University. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you, Marco.